Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it. I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens, and we are back with another week of reviewing RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 4, Episode 4. I think it's the first time I got it right.
Volume 20, edition 904.
So much fucking drag.
I love it. I just watched Pussy Queen's video about the saturation of drag on YouTube, yes. Juice. It was very interesting. I know you're not a big fan of Bussy.
She's not a big fan of me.
I bet you she is, though. I bet you she is. When she was hard on me on my season, I kind of alluded to that in our DMs. And I was like, well, you haven't really been the rottest rot every week. And she was like, oh, girl, it's just like for fun. Don't take anything seriously. Like, please, please, come on. And so it just reminds me of the Discord we have here. So I've just learned to not take it too seriously. I'm sure you guys totally, I feel like you're both.
I think it's
because
we've
girls.
Never had a connection. We've never spoken. We've never chatted. We've never, connected. So I think that's why I'm like, I just don't think she likes me. So.
Well, the video was really interesting. If maybe just give that a watch. Because it was just cool to see. I don't know. I don't think there's necessarily. Well, no. There is an oversaturation
I was
of drag.
Like, girl, there's an oversaturation of drag.
But what I say to that, I thought it was funny. Michelle earlier in the year was like, it's not going to, quote, last forever. So, watch your favorites, and then things will always be, like, archived on WoW Presents Plus. Ding! Mm-hmm. So, it's one of those things, right? As fans, we get to sink our teeth into what we want to in the moment. And then I bet you there's, like, seasons that will, like, be slow burn sleeper hits, like, later. You know what I mean? Maybe season 2 of Canada's Drag
Race. I was going to say, maybe season 2 of Canada's Drag Race.
But, you never know. Anyways, how are you? You had a show last night.
I did. I took a nice little break from shows after our very, very busy summer. Very crazy. So I had a cute little break after that all ended sort of like middle of September. So I grew a mustache. I worked out every day. I renovated
my mustache.
The mustache was, I loved my mustache. And the absolute disgusting DMs I was getting were excellent. But so the mustache is gone. I am now just a round potato again. And I did my first gig. It was for Chorus Entertainment. Little corporate gig.
Come on, corporate.
Come on, corporate. They gave me a swag bag after I left. Like, it was great. It was super fun. Everyone was so nice. There was a bunch of, like, Big Brother people there and, like, Top Chef. And I knew no one because I don't watch any of those shows. So I was just like, this is wasted on me. Do you know who was there? Bomb. Bomb was there.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, Bomb was there. And Bomb's like the best hype person. They were like chanting and like getting people to cheer for my name and stuff. So it was so cute. But when I first saw Bomb, I waved and she was like, hey, Juice. And I was like, I'm getting paid to be here, babe. And I kept performing. She was like, fuck you.
Was she engaged? Was she dragged out?
No. She was just a hot boy in her fashiony looks.
Cute.
But the swag bag they gave us like cute things, like a Chucky doll and like some HGTV things. But the best part about it is they gave me YTV slime.
Whoa, like a bucket of slime? Like
not
a little thing of
bucket,
slime?
Not a bucket, but like a thing of YTV slime. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like cool. My youth. Like it's the green goopy slime.
Oh, that like scratches like the back part of my brain.
Yeah. Like I was like, I saw it on my train home. I was like, oh my God. And I texted them. I was like, did you give me slime? They were like, yeah, I hope you enjoy it. I was like, that's so crazy.
What's the consistency? Is it like
putty? I haven't opened it.
Oh, you got to make a TikTok.
I know. I was thinking about making a TikTok or like doing it on my Twitch stream and stuff. But like I got
YTV
slime. Duet
Priyanka.
Nah, that's just me playing with slime with Priyanka.
Do you remember this, Pri?
Oh my God. Actually, can I say this? I heard a little bit of Priyanka's new music.
Oh, you got a little teaser?
I got a teaser and it's good. And I don't like drag music.
You always say that.
But when I say, but there is such a difference between her old stuff and this stuff I saw, like I heard a little clip it on her socials and like, I don't want to say it because she's obviously been teasing music, but I don't want to say anything too much,
cool.
But like, it sounds good. It sounds really good. And it sounds
I'm so excited.
It sounds like pop music. And it's just like, oh my God, go off Priyanka. I literally was just, I wrote to her. I was like, are you a singer? She was like, oh my God, thank you.
Yeah, no, she is going for it. She's the girly. She was literally in LA on set for Dancing with the Stars to like support Shangela.
I messaged her. I was like, that's so famous. Like
so famous. So like famous. Tyra Banks was like there. A stone's throw from her. Like, I honestly, I was just watching the episode like a fucking fan of Dancing with the Stars. And then they pan to fucking Gordiak
and Priyanka.
And I was like, this girl, she is literally everywhere. I know. Love her.
Imagine getting to sit next to Courtney Act all night. I would be.
I want to know how you like finesse that happening. Like, is she just famous enough that they're like, she gets invited, or does she still have to like know the right person and talk to the right person to be like, get me on Dancing with the Stars?
Do you know what? Priyanka, when Priyanka started drag in Toronto, she just had, like, there was a certain, I called them Priyanka-isms about her, where only Priyanka could do these things and no one could question it. And then, like, if someone else were to do it, they'd be like, why are you doing that?
Like, just pushing so hard for something, but it works. She makes it work.
She's just so charismatic, where, like, I remember one time I was in a dressing room and she came into the dressing room, hopped up on the counter, ignored what everybody else was saying, and went, hey, can you open your booking calendar and give me a gig next week? I've got some free time. Just said that right to the person who I was with. And they were
okay, sure.
Okay. And then just gave her a booking right there, right in front of me. I was like, if I did that, they would be like, get fuck juice.
So Priyanka tapped Tyra Banks on the shoulder and went, hi, Ty.
I wouldn't be surprised if she just literally messaged Shangela and Dancing with the Stars being like, I really want to be there to support. And they were like, cool, great. Here you go.
I have two photos in my hands. One of these photos represents me going to sit in the audience for Dancing with the Stars. And the other represents me sitting in the audience going to Dancing with the Stars.
But she also just did that thing with Disney Plus. So maybe she had an in with Disney Plus because Dancing with the Stars is on Disney Plus.
Ding, ding, ding. That's why I love the juice. Well, we could chat forever.
About Priyanka.
Literally. Welcome back to semi-qualified
Priyanka edition.
But should we dive in to Drag Race UK season 4?
Yes. Let's dive in. What did you think of this episode?
Boom, baby. It was funny because we've been recording these on Thursdays, and today we're meeting up the next day. So I watched it last night, and sometimes when I watch television with my partner, I'm just excited to be hanging out with him, and I get distracted. So I had to be like, babe, let me focus. I'm reading notes. I have a podcast. There were times where I was like, am I watching? Am I paying attention? But ultimately, I vibed. I thought it was cool. Yeah. I love Alan Carr. So having an episode where he's also in the Maxi Challenge, it was fun just to see more of him.
Yeah. It was cute. It wasn't my favorite episode, but I also mostly don't love improv challenges.
So that's gonna mean you're not gonna love the episode.
Yeah, so I didn't love it. I was just like, I didn't love the main challenge. But I thought that the mini was super cute, and the runway I felt was confusing, but we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah.
So the episode starts, it's always, you know, just on the tails of an eliminated queen, and we all are saying goodbye to Copper Top.
Or Ginger, as Black Peppa likes to call her.
That moment, it was like, everyone's trying to be, it's always like someone's died. Like, literally, when they go home, it's like, mourning the loss.
What's that like being there? Because I never got that.
It's one of those, it's intense. It literally is intense because it's just, there's such big, you're all big personalities to be cast for that show. So when you remove someone, it's like, whoa.
To see like that one person gone, like to feel.
It's totally a shift. Mm. And there was actually one time, it was when OCN left.
That's a lot of personality to leave.
That was a lot of personality, and she was so positive, and she had just like been struggling with so many factors, like her vision, she had hurt her knee. Like, I just really felt for her in that moment that I started to cry backstage, and they're like, can you please hold it for camera? And I was like, I'm not gonna hold anything. Like, I was like, no. So then I had like smeared makeup at the end. So if you look at the top of episode 3, my makeup's kind of like runny.
Sleeper hit. Is
season 2, Canada's Drag Race.
They were like, please, Cynthia, give us something. Cry on camera. We're begging.
Yeah, something. Come on, girl.
Actually, so, funny enough, I'm sorry we're going on a tangent, but like, when don't we? Eve posted They were so mad at me for interrupting the skinny girls. And it was you being like, Eve, read the room. And I completely forgot that all happened.
Yeah. She's so funny. Honestly, in retrospect, like, I shout out to Eve. She was trying to stir the pot. Kendall was just being too polite.
Should have stirred it more.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, I did my read the room thing in pickups, like in interviews after. So you can say whatever you want. I seemed like all knowing because it's like the situation already happened. I didn't say that to her face. That would have been extra ballsy. Next time.
Next time. All stars, if it ever happens.
I'm manifesting it, Juice. I think it can happen. I think
I would be happy if you got on All Stars. I think I would be happy for you for that.
I would be happy for me too. I'm kidding. I would say that back. I'm saying that back to you. Of course you. But I want to talk about this episode.
Sorry. Yeah.
So it's super shade of Black Peppa to forget Copper's name, calling him Ginger instead.
But it's kind of camp.
It is super camp. It made me laugh. Because that whole scene was going nowhere and then she did a flub and I was like, I'm obsessed. But that was kind of it. They're just kind of like, whatever, Rue comes in. And then we do our mini challenges, musical chairs. Did you ever play musical chairs growing up?
We go to the next day and we do the musical chairs, but it was like booty chairs or something. I forget what it was called. I never did it. Did I? I don't remember.
Not once?
I probably did, but oh my God. Do you know what's so funny? Actually, we would do musical chairs at my gym a lot for squat therapy. Oh, cool. So to like train us to have a low squat, we would do squat therapy. So you basically hold the wall, like you would hold your arms up as high as you could against the wall, get your nose to the wall, and then you slowly squat down into a wall ball and then slowly squat back up just to kind of like give you like open up your shoulders and then allow your squat to be as low as possible. So the way that we would like have fun to warm it up is we would do musical chairs, but on wall balls.
Oh my God. Wall balls.
Wall ball. So we would walk around them and you'd have to sit on the wall ball. So
oh my God, I'm sorry.
That got really butch, but that's how I would
CrossFit.
I'm sorry.
You and your CrossFit.
She had to bring it up.
Fun tip. I threw in a little bit of like an outline because I wrote one out, so it's in the chat now. So
oh, for, like, thank you.
Group pairings and stuff. So we can have a little bit of a little script.
We're playing
musical chairs. That game stressed me out as a child because there's always that second when the music stops and it turns into like wrestling. Like there's always two people in one chair where it's like you kind of got to nudge a little. And I'm not very physically aggressive. Like I played basketball and my least favorite part was like the boxing out to around check the net out or whatever. And it's just like, don't touch me.
Please don't touch me.
Touch me. So it was kind of a weird musical chairs game. It happened, but it's fun. It's kind of camp, I suppose. And
well, they're all just so small and skinny. And Pixie Polite is out there with this massive ass. So it's like, of course she's going to knock you off of it.
Yeah.
You know, these girls are all look like little bags of bones. And she's out there and she has stuffed her fucking padding to be as big as possible. So yeah, she's going to smoke these girls on it. So it was a cute little game. But then we get to the teams and
I have an apology to make to our British friends.
Oh, but what? What do we do?
Speaking of mini challenges, last week it was the BAFTA or the NAFTA awards.
Oh my God, yeah.
Okay, we are sorry. We made a mistake. Of course, we now know that that was a pun on the British Academy Film Awards, the BAFTA Awards, and the British slang of, like, being a naff. We had some people call in, and actually, we appreciate the correction. So if you ever get anything wrong, please let us know, love.
Yeah, who was it who corrected us? It was Bailey Booth.
Bailey Booth, we love you.
Yeah, I just listened to the latest episode yelling to myself in my kitchen while you talked about the NAFTA Awards. It's a play on BAFTA, the British Academy of Film and Television Awards. It also incorporates the term NAF, which is British slang for unfashionable and lame.
Wouldn't you say that last week we won the NAFTA Award for fact-checking?
For fact-checking? For not researching? Yeah, I think that makes sense.
It's an honor, a privilege, and I wear it proudly. So let's dive into the maxi this week. What are the girls playing on episode 4?
Now, we are testing our improv skills with the new chat show, Catty Man, hosted by Cynthia Kiss's favorite, Alan Carr.
I love Alan. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he makes me laugh.
He's really funny. So it's another team challenge. The girls are pairing up. And because Pixie won this musical chairs mini, she gets to pick first. And she goes for kind of what I would do is a team with Cheddar Gorgeous and Danny Beard.
See, I wouldn't choose Cheddar and Danny.
Who would you choose?
I probably would have chosen... I don't know. Here's my thing with those two. They're so good. I would be worried that I would get completely overshadowed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So I think...
Well, it kind of happened.
Oh, yeah. But that's why I wouldn't have picked them. I would pick maybe one of them to build the team up to make it stronger. But those two together are both so strong that I feel like Pixie almost... Not put a target on her back, but Pixie chose them thinking that she would be able to just... They would just blow everybody in the water, the three of them. But I think they were just, like, so good that it was hard to really stand out.
Mm-hmm. Pixie goes down the line and plays kind of non-confrontational. She doesn't get shady with the rest of the pairings. She's just like, okay, you three in a line, Dakota, Phil, Baby, and then Peppa, Jombers, and Sminty. Just down the line. Very diplomatic.
Yeah. Yeah. Boring.
Boring.
Boring. I would have been shadier. Just for fun.
Yeah. I one time had to pair up groups. It was for the girl group challenge.
Was it shady? And
not really. But the other thing is you have to remember, when you're in that competition, you don't necessarily know everyone's strengths and weaknesses up front. So what I thought I was picking ended up being different once we got into rehearsal. I was like, oh, wow. I mean, I didn't think Eve was a dancer, but she didn't even want to move her body. She was like, no, I can't do this. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, like after the fact, I was like, whoops. Because I don't know. So picking groups sometimes, it wasn't even like that was almost self-sabotage. I like stacked the other team with for the girl group challenge. Yeah, I don't know.
You Pixie Polited it.
It basically, just about.
Yeah. So what did we think of the challenge though? Did you like it?
Oh, yes, the actual talk show. Let's dive right in. I thought it was an interesting challenge. It's one of those things where it's a group challenge, but because it's improv and you all have these zany characters, I would say it's individual. Like, I didn't look at these as a group challenge, especially when it starts with just Cheddar Gorgeous coming out and having, like, a minute of banter with just Alan. It was like the scenes kept evolving. It reminded me of those courtroom... fairy tale scenes in All Stars All Winners, that kind of improv where it has a structure. So it's improv, but you still have to come with a character synopsis. You need to know your MO, because I think when some of the girls got frozen when it was like, oh, I'm just gonna wing it. It's like, it's improv. It's like, no, please know your backstory. Know who you're pissed off about. Know what gets you happy, what gets you horny. Just enough, almost like Snatch Game, to have a couple zingers in your back pocket ready to reference.
Yeah.
Because the way this started, Cheddar was going in very serious, and I thought they were playing the straight man. And for the straight man to come out first, that's a comedy term where you're basically the boring person to let crazy people be crazy around you. Mm-hmm. Over the top. So I wasn't sure. But then it got going because Danny, I love Danny Beard. I thought they were really funny.
Yeah, Danny was really good. But I think this is one of those ones that was made for Danny. Like, it's very much like a comedy challenge where they can just be themselves or an extension of themselves into a character, you know? Yes. So I really enjoyed it. It made me really excited for Snatch Game with Danny, because I feel like Danny's going to do a really cool job. I was actually really surprised with Cheddar, because Cheddar, I know, is really good at what they do and is a lot more charismatic than how they present themselves online. Mm-hmm. But I was really quite surprised that she's so funny and so fast.
She did get there.
Yeah, she really did get there. Her and Danny really kind of were able to bounce off each other really nicely. So I was just surprised about it. But I loved it. She looked great and she sounded great.
And then we have Pixie hop in at the end of their performance with a dildo. Where was she hiding that?
I no idea.
Like, there must have been, like, it was interesting. Did they plan the reference of a dildo, or did she just happen to have one? Like, that was the editing. I couldn't tell if that was part of the, like, their structure, or if it truly came up naturally and she was like, speaking of dildos.
I don't know. For me, honest to God, I forgot about the dildo.
Uh-oh. That's never a good sign on Drag Race. If you fade away, if you're forgotten. So Pixie Polite didn't take it for you. She didn't take it for you.
I thought she was fun. I thought she was funny. But I thought Dani just really took the whole thing for me. She kind of stole the whole spotlight. That I was only really paying attention to her jokes.
Damn. Mm-hmm. There it is.
There it is.
There it is. Do you want to dive into the next group?
Yeah, imagine I'm like, no. Yeah. So we start with Dakota, who I thought made really funny choices. And I always really like, and I know it's probably not the best, but I like when people break character in these challenges because it makes it look more fun.
Mm.
You know, like Dakota broke character because she was like, I can't believe I just did this voice. This is so silly. And she's laughing at herself. I personally really like when that happens because I'm like, okay, it looks like everyone's having fun. Everyone's enjoying themselves. I like that. So I thought it was kind of fun that she sort of couldn't stay serious.
The best parts of the Trixie and Katya show were when they broke. When they literally could not get their lines out. The whole audience felt like they were in on the joke then. So I totally get it. I love when characters like mess up on SNL. It then just becomes exactly like everyone's just playing like make-believe.
Yeah, you're so, all kind of in on the same sort of fun.
She couldn't even handle her own choice to deepen her voice and it be like just such a choice. It was really, really funny. So I thought it was starting off strong. And then Baby comes in and I wrote down so close, but no cigar. For me, it was lacking that little bit of oomph or just like actual jokes in there. Like when she started to do her song, it was like, come on, baby, like, let's do this. And then it never actually went anywhere with like a joke.
Yeah. It felt a little flat. I didn't think it was the worst, but it didn't feel like the big kind of, I don't know. I'm used to Baby being a lot bigger and a lot more extravagant in her things. And it felt like it was just a little bit flatter than what we're used to. But I felt like she was kind of almost just slightly under what Dakota was doing. I didn't think that it was just bad, 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 bad. She was still very much in her character. There just wasn't a lot of funniness in her character.
Which probably means that Baby just isn't a strong comedy writer. Her brain doesn't think like that. Like, what she was doing with the words, when she kept doing, what was it, like, Jaguar, or whatever. She kept leaning on this. It's almost like she was leaning into her rap skills. I can see how her brain works. She's more poetic. She's more artistic. Mm-hmm. When it comes to snappy comedy writing, it just wasn't landing. And so it made me feel a little cringe.
We're not all comedians.
No, not everyone is. It's really hard. You have to, like, there's times where we all, you know, it's a really tough skill to make something funny. Mm-hmm. And we see that with LaPhil.
Ooh, that was rough.
Ooh. I felt bad.
Me too, because I've been such a LaPhil fan.
And you've been LaPhil'd up.
I've been LaPhil'd up. I just am such a fan of Miss LaPhil. And I was like, I did not like
this. So we basically get LaPhil kind of playing themselves, but as this super happy doctor, it's giving smile through the fact that you're terrified.
Yeah.
You know when someone's smiling too hard? It's like, ah! Yeah.
It felt like she just kept talking to eventually hope something was going to happen.
Truly, like the lights were going to come on and she was going to have a clever thing to say.
Yeah, she just kept going. And I was just like, Diva, I think we need to let it go. Just drop it. Drop this joke and jump back on the train when you think of something funnier.
And you can tell when scenes weren't going well because Alan would hop in and kind of explain. Like, so what you're saying is this happened because of this. Like asking for the doctors, just basically translating to keep the scene moving. Whereas successful scenes, I felt like Alan kind of got to sit back and just
enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'd say second group, they didn't kill it.
Rough boots. Now, Black Peppa, Sminty, And JB, worst drag name on the show, JB Blonde.
Okay. This starts, I love when a girl comes out with something you're not expecting. Black Peppa had an amazing accent. It surprised Alan. But then it started to slow down and I was like, wait, what's going on? Oh, there's a catfish situation. Okay, cool. I'm hanging on with their concepts. And then Sminty comes out and is so low energy. They're not volleying with anything, with anyone. It's like they don't want to be there.
Well, it was like, for me, I felt like there was moments where she was breaking character, but it wasn't reading like when Dakota would. It felt like she was laughing. It felt like everyone else around her was funny, and she was better at enjoying their comedy than she was at volleying with their comedy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
It was giving, I don't want to be here.
I want to watch this. I don't want to be in this. I want to watch this. Because she was laughing, mm-hmm. but just not making us laugh.
She seemed really young in that moment. Like, her age doesn't always show when she's in these fierce, fabulous looks. She can kind of hide behind all of the smoke and mirrors. But there's something about comedy where you're so vulnerable and you lay it so on the line that you can just tell when someone's not self-assured. You have to be very confident. You have to be very confident to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
So it just wasn't working. And then John Burr's Blonde, I actually thought they did a great job. They picked the scene back up when she called her a pig slut. And like, no one saw it coming. It just kind of, it gave the scene more life again. And I understood what was happening, the dynamics. So actually in that trio, I think JB did the best.
I think, yeah. And I think if Sminty were to have been on someone else's team and maybe Baby or Dakota was over with them, I think it probably would have been a really good scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Sminty, well, I think, brought it down.
Exactly. It's when it's a trio up there, like, all of, you can't hide. You know, you all have to be bouncing off of each other.
Yeah. And someone's always going to kind of, I think, fall into the background with the trio.
Mm-hmm.
Brat Pack.
But that's... Name names.
Kidding. I just thought, I saw the opening and I had to take it. I said trio and I was like, oh, say Brat Pack. Who is it? Funny.
But that's our talk show. Interesting challenge. I think it's fun. I thought that was
fun. It was a very cookie cutter drag race challenge. You think? Oh yeah. It was an improv challenge on a talk show where they each had an archetype that they had to fill out, and then they went and they did it, and some of them did bad. It felt very generic drag race for me.
Do you watch talk shows ever, out of curiosity?
I used to be a very avid Ricky Lake watcher.
Oh, cool. Like daytime. Like,
I was
pregnant.
I would watch Ricky Lake. Sally Jesse Raphael by the end. Like the end of Sally Jesse Raphael, I would watch. Maury, which probably gave me a lot of internalized homophobia and transphobia because they were rough boots to watch those ones.
Correct.
The Is It a Man, Is It Not a Man episodes.
Yes, rough. The Jerry Springer era of TV.
Yeah.
Very over-sensationalizing parts of the queer community.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's the kind of talk shows I would watch.
That's kind of what it's based off of. I did more nighttime. Like the Chatty Man, like Alan Carr's show I'd watch online. Graham Norton I do like as well. I kind of, sometimes if I love an actress, I'll watch all of their stuff when they're doing press. So for on Fallon and Kimmel and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I do love watching people talk. There's such an art to that kind of sit down. You have a tight 5-minute thing to tell a story.
Oh, I used to watch Ellen.
Ellen, yeah.
Oh my God. Do you know what I would watch?
Before
she got mean. Do you know what I loved? When Rosie O'Donnell was on The View.
Yep. Good
era. Oh, I watched the shit out of The View with Rosie. I loved it.
She came in guns blazing every episode. I really liked her hot takes.
Oh yeah, and there was always that white conservative blonde girl that she would just rip to shreds.
You've got it. It's The View.
Oh, I love The View. Anyways.
So in some senses, I thought it was fun to see which each queen was made of, because you can't run, you can't hide when it comes to these challenges. It's like, what is in your brain? How fast can you volley with these people? And we saw, you know, some were successful and some were not.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you know what? Actually, speaking of improv, one of the right before I went on to Drag Race, I messaged Naomi Smalls and asked her, like, hey, if you had any advice for someone who may have potentially or not potentially got on a show that you were on, what would it be? And she went, oh, take an improv class.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's smart. Did you?
No. Well, I didn't make it that far, so.
Juice for All Stars.
Me and Cynthia walk in and they're like, two blonde white girls, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
A hot new bombshell enters the villa.
Don't call me up. I was like, what was the song? So that was it. And then we're getting ready for the main stage. So we go into these mirror moments that are all about hair. What were your thoughts on this?
I think hair is like really important, and I love my hair. I do different things with it. I bleach it. I dye it. I cut it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was cute. I found Cheddar's story the most wild because I did not realize that they have dealt with meningitis in their life,
mm-hmm.
and that's really intense. So I felt Cheddar's story was cute. I thought that was really cool. Actually, oh my god, what terrible words to use.
Cute.
Not cute, it's not cool. I thought it was very moving.
Really cool.
And
really
very
awesome.
Really vulnerable of Cheddar to talk about, so I appreciated that.
I, being bald, when I have to hear people talk about how much they love their hair, I will fast forward. So I just fast forwarded through it.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I can't.
Well,
I can't.
You've got to make sure you watch Cheddar's, because I thought it was really cool.
I did watch Cheddar's. I watched Cheddar's because I noticed. I was just like, okay, someone who doesn't have hair, I think I'll be able to watch this.
So Dakota. Dakota and her fluffy, perfect hair. Is
oh, like, I was like.
I really love hair.
I literally was just like, I cannot watch this.
I was trying to imitate Dakota and her perfect hair.
And I love Dakota. I love LaPhil. But there was one time there was this person in my life. They were losing their hair, and they had made these comments about, like, if you have a shaved head, you are so brave, because, like, I don't know what I would do if I did not have my hair. Like, I don't know how people survive without this. So for me, anytime I get triggered, anytime I hear someone talking about, like, how they can't survive without their hair on their head, I'm like, okay, cool. Buy a wig. I move on.
Yeah.
I move on. I can't do it. It makes me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, I was thinking about you in this beat in the show. I was like, I want to know what Juice's take is on this.
I just can't stand it. And it's not a big deal, but it's just like, hair is literally so impermanent. Like,
mm-hmm.
you could wake up one day, especially like, it's anyone. Like, it doesn't happen to just men. It doesn't happen to just young men or old men. Like, it happens to women. Like, you could wake up one day and your hair just decides not to be there. Like, it's like, I'm out. See you later. You know, so I feel like when you tie yourself so tightly to this thing, that's like a part of your confidence. Like, that's like, without my hair, like, I'm deeply, like, I don't have a lot of confidence. I can't walk out with no facial hair, no eyebrows, and no, like, hair. Like, I have to have something on my head, something on my body to have an accessory, because hair is an accessory, right?
Yes.
It's a little bit of ornamentation on you. So that's like when I have to hear people being like, my life would be over without my hair. I'm like, buy a hat. Buy a wig, get a hair transplant surgery. Sweet Jesus. Just for some reason, it just bugs me. But
is that because you've conquered it yourself, or is it the opposite? Do you internalize some of that struggle too? And you're like, I can't surround myself with the pity party side of it. Cause I feel like you rock your situation.
Thank you.
I think you have such a beautiful head shape and face that, like, ain't nothing on you, baby. Like, you don't need hair. And
I think it's
this mustache last month.
Oh my God, my mustache. I think it's because people would come up to me, and they still do, and they'll say things like, how do you have confidence without hair? Or,
That is such a shady fucking question.
Yeah. Or, oh my God, I could never. Yeah. Or they could be like, oh my God, I could never have a shaved head. I could never. And I'm like, I didn't ask. I didn't ask if you could. And I don't care.
That is so shady.
Yeah, people will say worst. That to gays, women, everybody will say this to me, like across the board, will tell me these things. So when I have to hear people talk about their hair like that, I'm just like, oh my God. For me, it just triggers me because of what I have been, what people have said to me directly. Like, do you know what I cannot stand? Do you know that filter, the bald filter on TikTok?
Yes.
Oh, oh my God. You want to see me throw my phone across the fucking room? It's when someone does that and they're like, oh my God. Oh my God. I could never. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I want to go into your house. I want to shave your head in your sleep. I just want to. Gone. That's what I want to do. I said that one time and someone, a bald guy, messaged me being like, how dare you? The bald community is so, like, they were so angry at me because I said I wish someone would go bald because of how much they loved their hair. And a bald guy got mad at me. I sent him a photo of my head.
Why is he getting mad at you?
Yeah, I sent him a photo of my head. I was like, I'm bald. Get fucked.
Get fucked.
Get fucked.
And, okay, but here's the thing. Mm. I much prefer a man embracing their beautiful hairless head instead of really thin hair, like Homer Simpson, three strings.
Yeah.
Like when it's holding on for dear life, that's, I see that situation sometimes and I'm like,
let it go.
Embrace it. Embrace just, it.
Yeah. And like, there is nothing wrong with hair transplant surgery. If you want to wear a piece, if you want to shave it, I think there's nothing wrong with those things. Like, it's whatever makes you confident, whatever makes you feel good about yourself. But holding on to those five hairs is almost like, like, aesthetically, you just look older, you know?
Yeah.
It just ages you. Yeah, it makes you look older for, and it's just, I think, a dated look. Just shave it. Shaving it will make you look like a baby. You'll look younger. Just shave it, put a wig on.
Baby with a mustache. I love it.
Just a little baby with a mustache, you know? Anyways, I've ranted about hair quite long enough. Let's.
Oh, I love it. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break and listen to a word from our sponsors, and then we'll get right back into the main stage.
Look at you go. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000-plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Wow. Welcome back. That was magical, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Really consider BetterHelp. I know as the winter months approach, things can get a little heavy when we have less sunlight. So any way to work on your mental health, just like the rest of your body, is something we here at Semi-Qualified Queens recommend.
Yeah. And if you go on 10-minute rants about people's hair and bald heads, maybe you should consider therapy. Juice box.
Looking at you. No, I love that. I thought that was very healthy. I think that's very candid. I enjoy your openness at all times about that kind of stuff.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But let's dive into the runway.
RuPaul. The main event.
This is the main event. Are you ready?
It's main spelled M-A-N-E, right? Because it's like,
yeah, I didn't know how to spell it. I didn't know how to spell it. I was like,
that's okay. No one's reading this.
No one's reading it but us. So RuPaul comes out. What'd you think of the fit?
It was cute. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was kind of like half of it was like a long glamorous fringe dress and the other half was like a short bodycon. Like a short little scoochie woochie. I would have gone just full fringe, Zaldi. But
well, I mean, I would have gone scoochie woochie. But you know how much I love a scoochie woochie.
I know you do love a scoochie woochie.
I love a scoochie woochie. So I would have just scoochie woochied it. But. But, alas. But, yeah.
And then what we got Michelle. And then we got Michelle. Oh my God. Did you see her Instagram post this week? There is one photo of Michelle. I know it's a little photoshopped, but she looks so good. I cannot stop saying it.
She looks maybe, I would say, 20 pounds. Like, she is so skinny. Like, she's how small she looked.
I know.
And the legs, everything. I thought she looked great.
That's what my partner said. I kept raving about Michelle, and he's like, she's lost weight. That's literally the only thing that's happened.
I know. I think it's just because she looked skinny.
Cynthia just praising skinny.
Cynthia's like, and then, oh, she's so thin.
See, never said that. I was like, she's so beautiful. What is it? So, beautiful. I mean, I'm all bodies are beautiful. Clearly, I'm biased.
Oh, my God. I'm looking back at Rue's dress. I really don't like it.
I was surprised you were so middle of the road. I was gonna say
I hate it. Sorry. Yeah, I looked back on it. I don't like it.
I think when we talk about the saturation of Drag Race, I think one of the things that takes a hit is RuPaul's dresses, because they have to wear so many. It's like week after week after week after week, episode after episode.
Yeah.
Where I think sometimes they have to quickly rush some. At one point, he was wearing archived pieces a lot because it was like,
I love an archived piece.
Me too, but they're sometimes they require reconstruction. If you know what I mean.
Yes. See, I want her to come out one time. I know she does very similar silhouettes all the time, but imagine she came out in just a fucking ball gown.
Just
obnoxious. Like, you remember when Brooke came out in that? You hated it. I loved it. That like fairy tale thing with the flowers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Imagine she just came out in that.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be cool to, like, yeah, maybe everything has to be custom. So I was just about to say, like, pull some designer pieces. But what if it was, like, collaborations? Like, RuPaul and, like, Balenciaga. Like, I feel like they could turn something out.
Oh, my God. Actually, do you know Miss Fame? Did you see who Miss Fame just posted a brand new photo? Did you see?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm going to look up the designer. I think you're going to know the designer the moment I say it because you are the fashion girl, but I am having trouble. But she does these incredibly intricate, very, very cool pieces. It is Iris Van Herpen.
Iris Van Herpen.
Imagine Miss RuPaul walking out in an Iris Van Herpen.
That'd be so cool. That would literally be so cool.
Like, just being like, guess what? I'm going to fucking gag all of you. I'm walking in one of these fucking things. Like, people would lose their minds.
They'd go, where's my mind?
Where's my mind? Where is my mind? And she has the money. The production has the money. Like, it's incredible if she were to walk out in some kind of beautiful sculptural piece just to switch it up, you know? But that's fine. And Alan looks cute. I like Alan's look.
Very cute. And we have Allison Hammond on the panel as well. Do you know Allison?
Not personally.
She seemed funny. She's got to be a comedian. I'm sure
she's a British comedian.
Our editor, Anthony, was very excited about Allison being on the show.
Yes, very excited. Very, very excited. She is a English television personality and actress. She competed in the third season of reality show Big Brother.
Mm. Oh, fun. Okay, cool.
Love that. Love that.
We love a big personality.
We should apply for Big Brother. It feels like it's very popular with the straights.
Honestly, and are you popular with the straights? Because I know I am.
Young queer women. That's my demographic.
See, sometimes I've got the women and then their boyfriends, or their interest is piqued.
Cynthia, when I say one time I was doing a gig, a cruise in tangos, and the DJ came in the back and he was like, I'm straight, but there's something about Cynthia Kiss. And I went, I am just as pretty as Cynthia Kiss. And he's like, I don't know. There's something about Cynthia Kiss. Like, whew. when I say he was in love with you, Synth, in love, that this man was deeply questioning his sexuality, like deeply.
It's always the tech boys. It's always the sound, the lights, the stage crew. I am telling you.
Mm-hmm.
It's always those kind of guys around the queens. I hear it all the time when we're on the road. It's by the end of the night, the fellas, all of a sudden, then they're a little more confident and they want a picture. It's really funny.
I think it's because you give, like, they were the nerds, because they're the tech nerds. They were the tech mm-hmm. nerds, and you very much give, like, the beautiful, popular, Sweet Valley High, like, tall, blonde, popular girl, like, God's favorite. And they're, like, they need to, they're diving into the fantasy headfirst.
It's really cute. Maybe one of these days I'll explore it. Maybe one of these days.
I mean, if the price is right.
Amen to that. But yeah, everyone's looking gorgeous on the panel. And I think it's a fun runway theme, don't you think? The main event.
So the main event means it's a hair runway, is what we're saying. It's a hair runway. Okay, I feel like a lot of these, I didn't get hair.
No?
Like, I didn't get hair for a lot of them, but we'll get there. Like, I felt like they were pretty, but I didn't see, like, a direct hair inspiration. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, let's dive in. I want to know which looks you thought were giving hair and which ones weren't. What did we think of Danny Beard?
I mean, the sleeves are hair. Is that what I'm seeing?
That was the only part. I will say Danny's was one of the more vague as far as being inspired by the theme.
Yeah, and Danny's looks have all been quite simple.
Dark.
Dark, but like a shoulder pad, a cinched waist, a knee-length kind of moment with a boot and a sleeve. Like, it's been four episodes now, and it feels very similar, you know?
I would actually argue if you were going to grill Sminty on a silhouette, it's time to grill Danny Beard.
Danny Beard, because it felt like she grilled Sminty two episodes in.
Yeah, Michelle was, like, ready for that comment, and it was almost like, okay, it's fine, like, she's just showing skin, whereas because Danny's covering up, are they under the radar for this feedback?
Maybe. Oh, and she's walking a wig as she's seeing. Okay, that's fun. It's a fun look, but I just think it's a little simple. Everything's been quite simple with her so far.
I don't like black on like black apparel doesn't read on the runway. I find sometimes it's just too dark. The light absorbs it. Mm-hmm. I just would have loved to have seen this in the same red as her wig. Like, had the full head to toe been more of that
with the red hair.
Yeah, I think it would have been really saying something.
Yeah, or even if the sleeves were the same red as her hair and it was just the bodysuit. Yeah,
really emphasize that it's hair. I don't know. That would have been my one little change.
I think you're right. I think it's just because it's black. It got absorbed really easily by the light. Hmm. Yeah.
Next, we have Cheddar Gorgeous strutting down the runway.
Love.
Such a cool, like, the neck down, amazing, but neck up, otherworldly. The way
I thought you were gonna say you didn't like it. I was like, it's so good.
No. It was good, and then it went to greatness from the neck up. Like, the way they had that coiffed wig, but then the ears and the faux fur all nestled, and the way they blended their makeup into faux fur around the jaw and the forehead. It's makeup artistry. It dinged my dong, Val Garland style.
Ding dong, darling.
It was fabulous.
It is. I want to see if she's got a prosthetic nose on.
She did teeth.
I think it's a prosthetic cat face. So I think there's a nose and upper lip prosthetic happening right now. And it's blended so beautifully that you literally can't see the edge.
She did a really cool technique with these kind of swipes on the makeup brush to look more like the fur direction, and then some of it actually was fur. It just it was really, really cool. This is the example of someone who's been doing this for such a long time that they know what they're doing. Like, the technique is down.
The artistry is really there.
It's so artistic. It's amazing.
Yeah, I loved it. I was a really big fan. I'm quite a Cheddar Gorgeous fan, though. I always really have been. I like her a lot.
And to embrace their baldness like that.
Oh, we love a baldy.
A bald king.
We love a bald king. Now, here, let's get to Pixie Polite. This is the main event. It's a hair runway. Where's the hair?
So it's inspired by a painting that, of itself in art history, hair is really like the Venus de Milo, like the focal point. That in that photo, for like a painting, it was like, whoa, hair. But when it comes to Drag Race, like, I don't know if it read to me. Like, she looked nice, but to me, it didn't necessarily seem like the theme other than just, like, big, tall hair.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to take away from her look at all. She looks incredible. I think it's the best she's looked. I love the silk. I love the shell. I think the bodysuit fits her beautifully. Her face looks amazing. I think it's her best look. But if we're talking about a hair runway, she's just wearing, like, a kind of stacked wig with a few strands on her chest. Like, I want hair, babe.
I want inches.
I want inches. I want, like, I would love it if it was just so obnoxiously long with hair that it's just all down her back and you just see nothing but hair. Like, that's what I think you should do with a hair runway. Is it just me?
I agree. No, I agree. I think that the material that kind of was draped alongside, it was kind of like a pale burgundy color. That could have been more hair. That should have been more hair.
Yeah, hair, especially for, you know, the painting. Because obviously I did art history too in school, so, like, I remember all that shit. And, you know, more hair.
Flex.
Fucking flex. I know art history. I know art history. I fucking know, bro.
Next, we have Dakota walking down the runway. I did not like the silhouette, but the hair was cool.
I mean, for me, it's another thing where it's like, it's a hair runway and there's no hair for me.
Yeah.
It's giving curtain. It's a curtain
hair
runway.
Hair today, gone tomorrow.
Gone tomorrow. Like, she looks incredible, beautiful, stunning. The look is great. Her body looks great. It's not my favorite look of hers. It looks very heavy. Mm-hmm. But her face looks beautiful. But the same thing with the hair is, like, she has these things in it and hair doesn't feel like the focal point. It just, for me, it just, I'm so confused about this runway.
Never a good feeling to be confused.
I just love direction, you know, and I want it to make sense. So she looks great, but I just don't think it makes sense with hair.
Now, how do we feel about direction, but it's still not making sense? Next, we have Baby down the runway.
You don't think it makes sense?
There needed to be more. It was just like I just felt like it didn't execute. I loved the concept. I just wish perhaps there was, like, a little more fabric or more braids, like continued channels. So it felt more like not a cage, but a dress. It felt like the caged armor that should go on top of a solid piece of clothing. She was very naked up there.
Yes. I think if you're going to do something like this, you've got to almost cinch in a little bit more. As a girl who doesn't cinch, like, I'm a body girl, I don't know if you've got to almost compliment your body in a way and to make it look like you've got shape there. And this, I feel like she's just accentuating the fact that it's just one shape the whole way down. Like, there's not enough on the sides to give the, like, extension of the, like, big hip because it is so empty. Because
you can see through it.
You could see directly through it. Yeah. I almost wish, like, there was a corset under. Like, maybe a corset that was wrapped in hair. And then that she put this over it. So it just gave a little bit more, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't love that it's constantly falling.
Yes. It was one of those. I think that was one of those looks that didn't get a ton of fittings. It just was like, throw it in the bag and go.
Yeah.
Really cool concept. Just a little tweaks.
Yeah. Hate the shoes.
Oh, what was going on with the shoe? I didn't even clock the footwear.
It's a giant, blocky, tall boot covered in hair. But there's so little happening up top that it looks gigantic. Like, they look like monster hooves.
I remember. Now I remember. Yeah. That was the thing. That's actually what she should have tied back up into the bodice or the skirt. Yeah. Some of what was happening in the shoe.
Yeah, but her face and hat are cute. And I love the hair.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have La Phil going down the runway. And the inspiration, albeit kind of disgusting, they made something very, very cool and beautiful.
Yeah. And she's got great legs.
She's got great everything. She's like a little fitness diva.
Yeah. She's got great legs. And I love that she does the reveal to her natural hair. Because I just think it looks better. You know, I think it fits her face better, especially. And I think the way that her hair moves better with the outfit. It looks like, it literally does look like she took her own hair out. So yeah. I like it a lot. I think it's fun.
I thought it was really funny. I again, the inspiration kind of icky when you have to clean your drain like that. It's a little gross. But yeah. I love how she translated it into a fashion look. Sometimes you can find beauty in the strangest of places. Very cool to see how her mind works. I love
your drain. Now, yeah. Let's go to Miss Black Peppa, mm-hmm. who is doing a very similar concept to Baby with the braids. But it almost feels like this was what we wanted babies to look like.
If not, take a page from Black Peppa's book. See how hers was fully a solid bodice, a solid skirt. It was hair, but it wasn't transparent. It looked like walls had been put up onto the house. Like the siding was finished.
But I will say, let's cover our chests. Let's do it.
It was strapless, and I think it kept falling down.
But I feel like I'm seeing that so much lately on Drag Race, is like everyone is wearing these tops and they're constantly falling down. Like, why are we doing strapless so much and not like super gluing it down? Like, I just don't understand the nipples flying out.
Yeah. You know? That happened to me. I had a costume break on stage.
Oh, no.
And so by the end of it, I had to just rip off my little bustier. And I was, like, nipples out. I was flexing so hard. I was like, let's just, like, get through this. The audience is cheering. It's when they're giving you love. They're giving you sympathy. It's a bad feeling. I would never lean into that trend. I like my nipples covered.
I mean, my nipples fall out if I'm in, like, a scoochie dress, but I tend to try and cover them. But, yeah, something about the strapless. Like, I also don't love a strapless moment for myself, so maybe that's just me.
And are you talking, like, are you talking the intention be it's a strapless, like, sweetheart neckline, like, it should stay there? Or do you mean, like, Aquarius minty pasties? Like, just
the... I mean, it should stay there. Like, I feel like a lot of these... I feel like a lot of outfits right now on Drag Race are strapless and they're falling. And I just feel like I just would love if they stayed, you know?
Calling all designers, last fittings, they're very important.
But she looked great.
Do you know what's happening? They fit when all the girls are home, but then it's so stressful when you actually get there.
They lose They're withering away.
And their strapless garments are all falling because they are half the size when they started.
Honestly, I think a couple of the girls on my season said that. Maybe that's it. You know, but she looks really cool. And is there nipple piercings on the titties? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't have a 70-inch TV. I didn't see that detail in HD.
75-inch.
75! I love when I get it wrong. You're like, no.
It's bigger. Speaking of bigger, we have Sminty Drop. Now, is she
a moth?
A moth? It's a moth?
Mm-hmm. I love this.
Me too.
The gradient, I kept staring at the gradient from black to gray to white on the kind of exoskeleton torso bit. The way it was stoned and that light... but gigantic hair looking like the moth antennas. It was really cool. It was a really cool look.
Yeah, and I get more hair from it because moths are fuzzy, you know, so she's got the hair around her neck. She's got the big hair antennas. I would have liked a little bit of fur trim at the bottom of the corset, but overall, it was really, really beautiful. She wears those fucking massive heels. She is brave.
I know.
They're like you could stilts.
You could roll your ankle and, like, literally break your foot.
Yeah, and, like, I get it. The aesthetic for her works incredibly because they're so big and she's so skinny but also so tall that it just works. But they scare the shit out of me.
She scares the shit out of me.
I love her. I'm such a Sminty fan.
No, I love her so much. Sometimes when I love someone so much that, yeah, you go into that zone of, like, intimidated.
Yeah, no, I get that. She's so pretty and funny and nice.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I would love to meet her. I would love to meet her.
Me too. Oh my God, did I tell you Baby followed me back?
Yay, all is right in the world.
I know. I was like, thank you.
She's going to unfollow you after this episode.
She didn't like my look.
Baby, no!
Speaking of not liking looks, John Burr's Blonde. What'd you think?
Ugh, I literally wrote meh and that it did not need the reveal.
You didn't like the reveal?
It was just like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, the fur underwear thing. I thought mm-hmm. the fur underwear could have been actually better.
Yeah.
It just, to me, it was like an interesting reference. I just didn't like the reference.
My thing is like, I actually had a really similar outfit for my hair runway. Was mine was going to look like this. I was going to do a werewolf, but it was a similar silhouette. But my thing with this runway is I don't understand why girls paint older. Like, it feels like yes. she's going for like something matronly. And I was just like, why would you do that?
Especially because of the hair. It was giving like, it was just giving old.
Yeah, and I don't know why. Because it's like, it's a great coat, and I like the silhouette of the bikini. Do you know what I will say? I don't think, she's not padded, so I don't know why she's wearing so many tights.
Exactly.
Yeah, like you're not padded, babe, and you're not a hairy person. Like, at least I don't think you are. Why are you wearing tights?
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe she's insecure, like, about the hair peeping through. She must have a little bit of body hair. She must have a little bit.
Maybe. Because I think it would have looked better with a bare leg or like one pair of tights, because she shows her ass and I would have liked to see a bit more movement in the body. Maybe that would have done it. Because I didn't hate it.
Her body is like suctioned in there.
Yeah. You could see there was like four pairs of tights on. Like that was like she was in that.
Waistband.
Yeah. I was just like, what do you do, babe? But yeah, oh, that was all the looks. Oh my god.
Those were all the looks. They didn't finish strong.
Yeah, oh yeah, right at the end. So what did you think?
Great episode. Love an improv challenge. Love what certain queens took with the theme. I think I've seen some of my favorite looks this season out of this runway, like Sminty, LaPhil. Those are my standouts.
Oh, yeah. Sminty was one of my favorites on the runway, and Cheddar.
But unfortunately, an outfit's an outfit, and it didn't save Sminty.
No, she was in the bottom two. So the challenge winner was Danny Beard, as it should have been. Danny was the best. And our bottom two are Baby and Sminty. Now, did you think that the bottom two should have been Baby and Sminty? I didn't think Baby was that bad.
Who would you have put instead?
LaPhil.
Yeah, that's true.
But do you think because LaPhil's outfit was better than Baby's, that's what kept her out of it?
I think so. Mm. And sometimes I swear production will stack a lip sync where they know one's going to be so much better at performing that it'll kick the girl home. Like, I think...
Why Sminty... would you, though? Because Sminty's been giving so much runway and so much good TV.
I know. I was actually a little shocked to see her go.
Yeah. I'm completely shocked. I thought she was going to go quite a lot farther.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we lip sync, then Baby is full naked on that stage. She took off her cage dress, which was not a lot to begin with.
It was gone.
It was confidence. Like, honestly, she's got a great body, and like any size is beautiful. But even then, it was like you are dancing around in a gaff. Like, you were literally only in a gaff.
Could never have that confidence. So bless Baby. I could never.
It was very out there in the open. Mm-hmm. So I think sometimes that's how you save a lip sync, is if you give it your literal all. Like, if you fall apart, just don't take your wig off. They don't like that.
Oh, thank God. I was like, if she takes her wig off, it's over. But I feel like
she untucks, they have to blur it.
She has to get full naked. I feel like it can go either way. You can either get naked and really, really kill it and they love it, or you get naked and they just see it as kind of like you just last ditch attempting to dance. Because I've seen people before on the show where they take their outfit off and you think they're going to take it off so they can really go off, but then they don't, and you're like, why did you take the outfit off?
Now you're just
chilly, babe.
I get it. So do you agree with the winner of the lip sync?
Oh yeah, I mean, Sminty was she was great in it. She was better than I thought she was going to be, because she's not really a performer, but she's in those stilts. What's she supposed to do?
I agree. How are you supposed to dance in those? Yeah. I would die. I would literally die.
She went more the funny route, which I liked. Like, she was trying to have more fun with it. You got to see a lot of her personality. I'm glad she didn't just stand there. She tried. Yeah. But it was one of those things where it's just like, if it's going to be Baby against Sminty, we all know what's going to happen. You know?
And we watched it. We saw it. So Baby takes the win. She's back to slay another day, and we have to say goodbye to Sminty Drop.
I know, who slow twerks right out of the building. That was funny.
I was so glad she did that.
Me too.
That was so bloody funny. Like, when a queen can take their cringe and make it into something where they're laughing at themselves.
Yeah.
And to do it so quick as they're like, their last goodbye, that was the coolest way for her to leave. It was as if in that moment, she had already learned her mistakes. And I'm just excited to see what Sminty's going to do on the road. Like, she's one of those queens who, A, is so young that they're going to have, like, a beautiful trajectory because they've got the youth on their side.
Yeah.
And then the gumption to, like, keep killing it. Like, I think she's a really cool queen. I can't wait to see what she does.
Yeah, me too. I'm really excited for her. And I'm really sad to see her go because she was literally one of my favorite parts of the show. My favorites, and I am so worried, are my favorites were Starlet. Gone.
Oh, no.
Okay. Sminty. Gone. Okay. I'm 4 episodes in. I've got two that I was obsessed with are now gone. Now, Baby and Dakota are my other two. My sweet angels. Mm-hmm. No One Touch. My girlies. I need them on my TV, you know? No more.
You're getting worried.
I'm getting concerned. I'm getting concerned.
Yeah. So, I'm getting a little worried about my kids.
I don't understand. About my favesies, but it's fine. Really enjoying the show so far. And episode was great.
Really fun episode. Mm-hmm. Pleasure as always. Do we want to dive into a question from a caller? All right. So we have a question from our listener, Sarah.
Hi. I'm sleeping right now, so I might sound like shit. But I just want to say how much you two helped me a lot. Like, the podcast, I was listening to it when I had COVID, and it made all of it better. And also, it might sound weird, but I always listen to the podcast when I clean my room. So it's like a motivation, like, oh, I have to clean my room, but at least I get to here, Juice and Cynthia. Also, Juice, I saw you at the Quebec City Pride show, and I want to say how much I was obsessed with you. You were, like, so good. And Cynthia, I really hope I can see you live one day. If you want to come to Quebec City, I'm going to be here. So, yeah, I love you both so much. And also, I know Cynthia's, but Juice, what's your favorite Taylor Swift song? That's it.
Thank you so much for that question, Sarah, and I appreciate all the love. I had a lot of fun in Quebec. That was really a good time.
Mm-hmm. She's so cute. I love how sleepy she was when she called in.
I know. She's like, hi. I was just like, is she just like laying in bed reading us this question right now? But what's my favorite? What's yours? She said she knows yours. I don't know it. What is it?
New Romantics by Taylor Swift.
Really?
Well, because you know I love a poppy, like a high, like a faster BPM, like something to dance to. So she doesn't have as many dance songs, and that one's always just kind of stuck out as a slap.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. Style, I think, is my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
I love Style. Like, something about the whole 1989 album for me is just like my favorite Taylor Swift album,
top to bottom, and then nothing else. I can't listen to any other album. It's my favorite.
I can listen to a lot of other ones. I'm a Swiftie. But the 1989 is just, for me, the best one. And then Style for me, just like, it makes my whole body like, you know, when you hear a song and you're like, oh my God, I love this song so much. Like, I get so excited.
That's cute. You know?
So I'll say Style, I think, is my favorite.
Yeah. I also love how Sarah was saying she listens to podcasts when she cleans her room. That's my favorite part about podcasts. I throw them on all day when I, like, have to use my hands and I just want to, like, have something in my ears. I do love a good podcast. What do you do when you listen to pods?
Drive.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, because I can get very high anxiety when I drive, especially, like, because for me, like, I can get triggered by quite a lot of little things. So if I'm having a very high anxiety day, I'll throw a random podcast on when I drive because it helps. It's almost like someone's talking to me and it helps calm me down.
Yeah, totally. Just throw them on and you get to kind of focus on the task at hand.
Yeah. Music, I find, can sometimes be overstimulating.
You start dancing and you swerve the car.
Yeah. Just, I think it's just the amount that's coming at you. And then, well, I think music causes, like, invokes such emotion in you that sometimes, like, if you're listening to music, it can kind of just, like, for me, push me into those moments. When a podcast are usually a lot calmer, usually. So I was actually listening to Maisie from Game of Thrones. She did a podcast recently.
Oh, fabulous.
On CEO or something, Diary of a CEO. And it was about, like, how she grew up and, like, her success with Game of Thrones and stuff. I listened to about a half hour of that. It was quite good. She's a great talker.
I love that. Yeah, no, podcasts are the best. And speaking of people who are the best, our SQ Cuties for listening every week. We love you so much. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Sarah, for sending in a voice memo. We always appreciate it. They get priority boarding. If you want to be a part of, if you want to be a co-host on the episode, think about it. If you've got any question, literally anything, the more ridiculous. Like, I want someone to call in and ask us about our Subway orders. Like,
what's your Subway order?
Oh my God. Put on the spot. depends how hungry I am. If I'm kind of middle of the road, I'll do a pizza sub. With light lettuce, because it doesn't really make sense, but I like a little tomato, green pepper, red onion, black olives, and then just a line of Chipotle Southwest.
Oh my God. Okay. So mine is a 12-inch Italian urban cheese meatball sub.
Work.
With, you're going to die, a little bit of lettuce, because it doesn't really make sense. onions, jalapenos, and a line of Chipotle.
And you've got to say line. You have to say
Line.
Yeah,
no, because they'll put too much. They'll put too much. You just need a little bit.
If you just say Southwest, they're going to go back and forth,
Like Delta Work said, she's going to look at you in your eyes and just
seriously
all over it.
So quick tip here on a semi-qualified Queens. If you say a line, it visualizes just one stroke. So if you want to get specific, just say a line of your sauce. It works every time.
Yeah. And a lot of our sisters love a good line. So
I know. It sounds a little naughty, but it's just your sauce. It's just your sauce.
It's just your sauce. It's not cocaine. Anyways, if you guys want to be involved in the conversation, you can always go to our Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod. Or Twitter at SQQpod using the hashtag semi-qualified questions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. Or if you want to be a part of the conversation and hear your voice on our pod, which we always love and we definitely give priority boarding to, go to speakpipe.com/SQQpod and we want to hear your sexy little voices.
Yes. We'll see you next week. Love you.